this man who we're about to interview, for me, he's an inspiration. He's recovering from a serious illness. He had a brain aneurysm towards the end of last year, but now he is back training and training really well. He's got two chances in a Group 1 race on a magical day at Caulfield tomorrow. And he's also the boss of the Trainers Association. It's been quite a remarkable comeback by Robbie Griffiths, and he joins us now here on RSN Central. Good morning to you, Robbie.
Morning, Gareth.
First of all, how are you?
I'm feeling really strong and excited about tomorrow and, loving every bit of it.
Have you exceeded your expectations or your belief how you would actually come back from that brain aneurysm?
Definitely. I think the surgeons tweaked me up a bit and improved the model, got the functions going really well. And it's so nice not having headaches all the time, you know. Yeah. It's actually really enjoyable to sort of to do your day-to-day duties without the headaches I was getting. So I'm actually, I feel really reinvigorated and excited about sort of doing what I love doing, you know.
So serious to have a brain aneurysm, but you, I think you're telling us now is that it could be the best thing that's ever happened to you in a way.
Well, in some ways, yeah. I mean, nobody likes any sort of health scare like that. But, you know, the fact that they found it was such a massive bonus, because the alternative is extremely negative. And, you know, and most people unfortunately find out the hard way through dying from them. So I was very, very lucky. And the one thing I have noticed since returning to work is that it's so enjoyable to not have all the headaches that I was getting before. And I didn't realise how much it was sort of dragging me down, and now I'm sort of got so much more energy and enjoying what I do every day. It's just been fantastic.
It's quite amazing, really, hearing you say that. Has it changed your life in a way from a different perspective? Like when you're a horse trainer and you're so busy looking after owners, also you're the boss of the Trainers Association, that you're just going flat out basically from 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning until I would imagine you put your head on that pillow. But has it changed the way now that you think about life?
Oh, definitely it does. I mean, there's without a doubt, you've got to, I think all trainers, you know, struggle with that work-life balance and how to get it correct. And you know, I'm not saying I've got it down pat yet, but it certainly changes your perspective because, you know, if you just, participant welfare is a big ticket item at the moment that we're all discussing. And I think that you've got to be careful that you don't just work and then, you know, work yourself to an early grave, you know. So I think that work-life balance rolls off the tongue really easy. And in the seven-day racing, you've got to be careful that you don't get that imbalance. But I think when you have a health issue like I've had to endure in my family, I think it certainly changes your outlook on things. And somewhere along the line, you know, if I'm not happy with the work-life balance, I might, you know, downscale or take on a partner or do the sort of things you do to make sure that you do get that work-life balance so that you can enjoy what you love doing and be really good at it, and also enjoy your family time as well, so that you've got that the best of both worlds, which is what everyone tries to achieve.
Do you think sometimes in life, and this just doesn't necessarily mean trainers or people involved in the racing industry, this could be to anyone that's listening to RSN Central this morning, that sometimes we think that because you need to keep on working to make sure you earn the money, and you get scared if you actually sit back and take a day off or take a couple of days off, that actually if you do get that balance right, that you'd be a lot more efficient in your job anyway?
Oh, 100%. And I think that's what, you know, that's what I've sort of realised, that in my absence, my staff did a fantastic job and we continue to train winners. And since I've been back, it's been going fantastic. So you can do it. And I think that I think you're better. You're certainly a better person at your job, whether you're a trainer or whatever industry you're in, if you're not screwed down to work 7 days a week and be really hard at it all the time. Nobody minds, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you get. And I think, you know, a lot of my, you know, training colleagues work very hard, and we all do in the industry. So I think that we all appreciate that. But there's certainly, I certainly think if you can get that balance right, you're going to be a lot better for it. And I think that that's the thing that I've sort of seen and had first-hand experience with, and that's what I think all of us in the industry have to strive towards doing for sure.
Geez, it'd be great if you could win a Group 1 tomorrow, and you've got two chances. Glenfiddich goes around, of course, in the Blue Diamond, his son of Fastnet Rock. Can he turn the tables on a horse like Hanseatic that he's finished behind his last couple of starts?
On form, you'd say not. Hanseatic looks one out of the box. He's just been the dominant two-year-old in every time he's contested a race. But we've got the right guy on board to do it. Bossy has an unbelievable knack of just winning at the highest level all the time. He does it year in, year out, and he did it on this guy's father, Fastnet Rock. So that's a great connection. Our horse is a really strong horse. He was very good running second to Hanseatic and returning this preparation, and I thought his stiff was really creditable. Brett Preble was quite impressed with his run. So I'm hoping we've got the ingredients to do it. He's got the pedigree, the strength, he's worked well. He'll appreciate the 1,200 better than the 1,011 that he's been running in. And he's got the right guy on top. So, you know, we're going there as bullish as you can be against a short price favourite like Hanseatic.
Now, Robbie, Halvorsen could be the horse that finishes over the top of them in the Oakley Plate. Is that how you see it? Is he in good enough form to win a Group 1?
Well, we're hoping for that. He's certainly in the right form. You know, his form line's been very strong. You know, he's up another level again. It was great to see Guitra win the Lightning because we ran so close to him as a three-year-old. And I'm hoping that we've made the necessary improvement during our development timeframe, the same as Guitra did. The Oakley Plate's it's a race of fractions and everything has to go well. It's over and done with so quickly in under 1-3 and next minute, you know, the race has been and run. So the fractions do need to go your way. He's drawn beautifully. He doesn't use the barrier in the sense of he doesn't take a forward spot, but he should get a pretty cheap first half. And if Dean Yendall can have a bit of luck in navigating a path the second half of the race, I think he's got the right form with a minimal weight to certainly be one of the key chances.
Now, Robbie, you've got some nice chances there at the Valley tonight. What's your best there?
Cartel the Boss is a really good filly. She is a backmarker, and she probably has the wrong ingredients when the rail's at 5 metres around the valley. But just on sheer talent, she has the ability to win. I just hope the track's playing fair because it can, just with the structure and nature of the rail out, it can favour horses in key spots. And if that's the case, she's probably going to run on and be a black booker to follow. But she worked beautifully Monday morning. She's ran very well at the Valley, running fourth up behind Loving Gabby, and that form being frank throughout her run. The Caulfield run after that was very good. So she certainly has the right equipment to measure up, and we just need a bit of luck in running.
Robbie, you're an inspiration. You keep on doing what you're doing, and geez, it would be one hell of a story if you can win a big Group 1 there tomorrow at Caulfield. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. We'll be doing our best.